Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, and welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life with Delaine MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. Thanks for coming. If you're a new listener, I'm glad to have you. If you're an old listener, thanks for coming back. So it's a fabulous holiday weekend. I'm at home alone with kids downstairs and dogs downstairs. So as always, if you start to hear some commotion, I'm sure everybody's fine. I'm sure nothing's gone wrong. I'm sure nothing's on fire. I'm praying nothing's on fire. But it's just, you know, life and living in a house that's full of all sorts of life and love. So it is a fabulous holiday weekend. I love three-day weekends. I hope everybody is enjoying some time relaxing. I hope you're spending time with your family. I hope you're doing something that you find enjoyment and pleasure and just really, really tapping into what you need and true self-care. Not necessarily something that's going to come out of the weekend making you feel disappointed or discouraged or upset, but maybe coming out of the weekend feeling rejuvenated and relaxed and ready to take on the world. So I hope everybody's finding some time to enjoy some downtime this weekend. For those of you who are out there working on Memorial Day weekend, I appreciate what you are putting into society, what you are contributing to society. I can certainly remember there was many, many years where weekends were dead to me and holidays were dead to me because the hospital did not shut down for those events. And I can remember watching everybody else take the time and go and relax and have the time off. And that was not a luxury that was afforded to me. So for those of you who are putting in time over the weekend, I appreciate what you do. And I want you to get a good shout out for that. So today I'm going to teach a concept that was pivotal for me. It's a concept that once I learned this, there was really no turning back for me. I knew when I learned this concept that I really had to do whatever it took to live a naturally healthy life. Once I learned this concept, I realized that there was no changing course. So you've been warned. This concept can be quite life-changing. It can be very pivotal. It's a different way than you've probably had living naturally healthy presented to you in the past. So if you're currently on the fence, this might be the push you need to get you onto the side of the fence where you start on that path of living your naturally healthy life. However, if you're currently on the fence and that's not the side of the fence you want to fall on, you may wish you hadn't listened to this, because once you do listen to it, you may find that it's very hard to relax and just be content with living in a way that does not align with this new perspective. So you've been warned. Secondly, if you have young ears listening, this may not be the episode for them to listen to. I'm not sure if I've shared this on the podcast before, but I was actually born on a naval base and literally raised by a sailor. My vocabulary frequently reflects this. So I'm obviously not the kind of person that becomes offended by this, by curse words, but I understand that not everybody shares this perspective. So you've been warned. There will be some cursing in this podcast. So if there are young ears in earshot that you do not want to hear this, I'd go ahead and shut it off, put some headphones on, listen to it later, have them go to another room, whatever that looks like for you. You've been warned. So the concept I'm going to teach today is the concept of the shit sandwich. So here's the deal. You are going to choke down a shit sandwich at some point in life, right? With your health, with diabetes, you're going to choke down a shit sandwich no matter how you decide to manage it. So you have a few different flavors of shit sandwich to choose from, but you're going to eat a shit sandwich, okay? So what do I mean by this? I mean that you have a few different unpleasant situations to choose from. So each of these situations have pros and cons to them, right? So the first situation is to ignore your diabetes, right? Like, this is like I think, what many people do, right? They may have been told earlier in their life that they are pre-diabetic, but they just haven't went back to the doctor for like the last 10 or 15 years. So they aren't really diabetic. They're fine. I'm not sick. I don't have a disease. I'm perfectly fine. But of course, they don't know because they haven't went to actually receive the diagnosis, right? The other group of people that fall into this is the folks who know that they're not living healthy. They know they eat junk. They're way overweight. They feel horrible. They're exhausted all the time. They get winded walking up the stairs at night to go to bed. But they haven't been to the doctor, so they haven't been told that they're sick, right? So these are the people that I'm talking about. Or they have been to the doctor and they're like, I don't even want to hear that, so I'm not paying attention to that, right? So when you ignore your diabetes, you don't have to make any changes. And that's awesome news. That's the part that's appealing to you, right? However, when you ignore your diabetes, you end up with burning neuropathy in your feet, right? That burning sensation that happens to diabetics in their feet because their nerves are dying. That's called neuropathy, right? So when you ignore your diabetes, you end up with burning neuropathy in your feet. You end up with cardiac disease that cuts your life short. You end up with strokes that leave you debilitated. You end up with kidney failure that has you on dialysis in a dialysis center 4 hours a day, 3 days a week, so you can filter your blood. You end up blind because you're uncontrolled high blood sugars. You end up with amputations of your feet and your legs due to your uncontrolled high blood sugars. All of that's bad news. That's the shit sandwich that you're eating. That's the flavor of shit sandwich you've chosen to eat by ignoring your type 2 diabetes. Okay? So the second scenario looks like deciding not to ignore your type 2 diabetes, but instead you're going to use medications to quote unquote manage them or treat them. Again, great news. You don't have to make any big changes. You can keep eating whatever you want. You're just going to take these meds so that you don't have to have those horrible side effects, right? Those you can say that you've done something about it, right? And you don't have to end up with, you know, that neuropathy, right? All of those things that I listed off. But what I want you to see is that you still have to take meds every day. You start off with something like metformin that gives you stomach upset and diarrhea, and then you escalate to more medications. You have finger sticks that are painful every day that you have to do to monitor your blood sugars. Inevitably, you escalate your medication so much that you end up on shots of insulin. Initially, it's just once daily, but then you progress up to 4 or 5 shots per day. In addition, when you're on insulin, you have to do more frequent blood sugar monitoring. It's a whole lot of needles you're pricking into your skin, right? And then sometimes, even when your numbers are controlled by using medications, you still have some of these complications that are associated with diabetes, right? You still have heart disease risks. You still have stroke risks. Sometimes there's still neuropathy. Sometimes there's still vision changes. Sometimes you still have kidney failure. Managing your diabetes with medications, normalizing your blood sugar numbers with medications, is not equivalent to being healthy. They are not the same thing. And of course, you have all the expenses associated with the medications that you're using, the doctor's visits, the laboratory draws, and the blood sugar monitoring supplies. All of that's bad news. That's the flavor of shit sandwich you're choosing to eat when you decide to manage your type 2 diabetes using medications. So the third scenario is changing your life, is the learning to live the naturally healthy life that I talk about all the time, right? So you don't end up cutting years off of your life. You feel amazing. Your fingers aren't sore all the time. You aren't at risk of stroke and heart disease because of your diabetes. You don't end up going blind. Your feet don't burn due to that diabetic neuropathy. You don't end up on dialysis related to your diabetes. You don't have the side effects of all the medications. You save money. And you're naturally healthy. This is all wonderful news. This is the appealing part, right? But there's a downside to this even, right? You have to make dietary changes. You have to stop dealing with all the emotions of your life with food. You have to learn how to deal with those emotions, the reasons that you've overeaten for all these years, by actually just processing your emotions. That's hard stuff. It's not fun. You have to learn to eat in a way that serves your body. All of these are hard pills for folks to swallow, right? But this is the flavor of shit sandwich that comes along with learning to live that naturally healthy life. So this is a hard sell. My experience has been this is a hard sell because we tell ourselves stories like we can't do it, or it's just too hard to learn something new at, quote unquote, at my age, right? Or it's too hard to not use food to deal with my life and instead just start processing those emotions and making changes to my life. It's just too much. I can't do it. of course, this is what I do with my clients, right? This is what we coach through. So if this resonates with you and you're ready to start working with me and start living this naturally healthy life, definitely send me a message to delaine@delainemday.com and we can start working together. But understand what I want you to understand here, and this is the really pivotal thing. We tell ourselves that the alternative to living a naturally healthy life is doing nothing, but it's not. Let me say this again. The alternative to living a naturally healthy life is not doing nothing. The alternative to living a naturally healthy life is living an unhealthy, foot-burning, having stroke-having, heart attack-having, finger-sticking, stomach-injecting, medication side effect-having, expensive life. That's the alternative. It's not doing nothing. You'll have all of these things happen to you, and it's not fun either. So you have to choose a shit sandwich. Right? You have to choose which flavor you want. My question for you today, which flavor is it that you're going to choose? Answer that. Have a great week, and I'll be back with a new podcast next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.